Hello, Soraya. It's Jeff.
Hey.
We haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks. Do you remember how to do it?
It's just like riding a bike, right? I think I'll remember.
Let's hope so. Okay, let's get started.
Boom. Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, agrubiar.
Let's get groovy. So in today's podcast, we're talking about the Bangles album All Over the Place.
Yes.
And this will be our second in our four-part series focusing on albums from the bands from the Paisley Underground.
Yeah.
So a little bit about this album. All Over the Place was released in May 23rd, 1984, and it was the band's debut album following the EP. And this album was released on Columbia Records, so they went from their own label on their EP to a major label on their debut.
And the rest is history. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
You know, when I think anyone who is a fan of the Bangles, you know, we all had this album, but really this was the album that just, you know, Columbia was that catapult into that global marketplace. And, you know, after this album, I mean, you heard them quite a bit. They got a lot of heavy airplay and they did a lot of touring behind this album. So I'm sure everyone is going to remember the tracks that we've picked for today.
Yes, yes. I love this album. This is a great album, too. I just wanted to note that this album was produced by producer David Kahn, and it was recorded in California at a couple different studios at Crystal Sound and Soundcastle in Hollywood, and Skyline Recording in Topanga. Yeah. And the album actually went to number 80 on the charts.
Doesn't that sound... It seems odd because when you look at the track listing for this album, I think I had assumed that the position on the Billboard chart would have been higher.
Yeah, I thought so too. And when I looked it up, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. One other thing, and I don't know if you wanted to mention it, but I'll just jump in and do it. This is the album where we see Michael Steele.
Yep.
Where Annette is out and Michael is in. So a bit of a change to the lineup, but this is, I think, the lineup that I think internationally was just, that just exploded.
Exactly, yeah. And mm-hmm. Michael Steele actually came from The Runaways. She was in that band prior to coming to the Bangles. And she left The Runaways before they recorded their first album. So she's not on The Runaways album, but she did play with them before coming to the Bangles.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So she went from an all-girl punk band to the Bangles.
She's a hard rocking chick, I'll say that.
Yes, yes. And we haven't heard from her for a while, so she hasn't been with the band in their more recent reunion shows, I should say.
Right.
But we tried reaching out to her to see if she would join our podcast, and we didn't get a response, so it's going to be you and I today.
Hey, it's still good. Yes. We don't sing like them, but still good.
Yes. We don't have the insider information that...
Well, that too. Yeah, that's right.
Like you said, that album did catapult the band. Did you know that when they released this, that they toured with Cyndi Lauper and Huey Lewis supporting this album?
Okay. That's just an 80s time capsule. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then as we had mentioned in our Prince episode, one of the songs from this album, actually the lead-off track, Hero Takes a Fall, is what brought the Bangles to Prince's attention.
Right.
So let's actually go down the track listing and go through all the songs.
I think that's a great idea.
So we'll start with Hero Takes a Fall.
Oh, we've discussed this song before, but I mean, this is a hard rocking song and the lyrics are a gut punch.
Yes, yes. And we learned from the episode with Steve Wynn that the song was actually written partially about him or inspired by some of his actions.
Right.
And so this song is a lead-off track. They actually had a video for this. I remember seeing this on MTV when it first came out. Did you see it?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, so the song was written by Susanna Hoffs and Vicki Peterson, and Sue takes the lead on the vocals on this one. Yeah, I remember seeing the video on MTV and thinking, oh my gosh, this little band from Los Angeles that I've been listening to the single and the EP from are now on the biggest musical stage possible.
This is one of the things I think that the generation that comes after us doesn't realize. When you had a song that had a video that broke on MTV, I mean, you made it, dude.
Right.
Because you were in everybody's living room.
Yeah.
And that's when MTV used to play all music.
What?
Yeah. I know. And not just reality shows and, you know, the challenge and things like that, but they actually used to play music videos. And getting something on there was huge because it just opened you up to a massive audience.
Right.
Yeah, it was really innovative. One of the things, like the only moment that always sticks out in my head about this video. Okay, so the video is like a pastiche. It goes through all four members of the band and they have like their own solo moment in this video. But the part that stands out to me is with the mannequin.
Oh, wow.
And I think I think Vicki has that part, and like she goes in to kiss the mannequin and his head falls off.
Yep.
This is brutal. Whoever this is about, this is nasty. But yeah.
That's actually not where I thought you were going to go.
Where did you think I was going to go?
I thought you were going to go with the eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about? So there's this part where they focus in on Susanna Hoff's eyes, and she has this look on her face, and all of us adolescent boys talked about that scene.
Well, the come hither look, dude. I'm a woman. I'm not gonna be looking at Sue Hoff's eyes, but but that whole scene with the mannequin and like man eater. I was like, ooh,
yeah.
Power.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that one's great.
Yeah,
so this song definitely catapulted this album into what I thought was into the national highlight by being on MTV. Yeah, and it would be like sandwiched in between ZZ Top's Legs and what, like Rat, Round and Round. And then in between that would be the Bangles' Hero Takes a Fall.
And you know, It's a good rocking song, and the one thing that just stands out, and I think it's something that we've talked about it often with the Bangles, and on this album is there's this unifying, you know, harmony, this very melodic gathering of voices on each and every song, and so you know for such a cool rocking song. These harmonies are just throughout, and it's, you know, it's very sweet, but it's like hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Such a good song.
Agreed. So that brings us to track number two. Let's listen to it first and then talk about it.
Sounds good. So what you're going to hear next is track two, which is Live.
Thank you.
So that was your first pick, Soraya. Why did you pick that song?
First of all, it's a great cover. So this is a cover of a song by the Merry-Go-Round, released in 1967, and written by the great Emmett Rhodes. So this is just a fantastic song, no matter what. Merry-Go-Round's version of this song is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I really like this cover. And I guess my theme for today is the Peterson sisters. Because the vocals on this is Debbie. And then my other pick for today, it has Vicky at lead vocals. I love hearing Debbie sing. Yeah. I love her voice. There's just something that's very warm and inviting about Debbie's voice. And, I mean, she does share vocals. I mean, obviously, the majority of the songs go to Susanna and Vicky. But when Debbie sings, I love it. It's like a wonderful treat. I love her voice, and I like her interpreting this song. Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's a great cover.
I'm so glad you picked this one, because on the covers episode that we did, I mentioned that I wanted to go with this song. It's such a good song.
And yeah.
You know, on this album, All Over the Place, there are two cover versions that they do. We'll talk about the second one later. But on both of those songs, Debbie takes the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only songs on the album that she sings lead on.
Yeah. That's why it's just really a treat. And she's got this very wholesome, very warm voice. I like it. And also, Debbie is one of my all-time favorites just because she's a badass drummer.
Yeah.
she's a cool woman drummer.
Yeah, and speaking
of... But I just love this song so much.
It's great. And speaking of drumming, I was going to say that when you watch the band play live, it's so fun to see her drum and sing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And she really gets into it.
Yeah.
It's great to watch.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I really love this song, too. Glad you picked this one.
Yay. All right. So shall we keep going down?
Yes.
All right. So track 3 is James.
James, yes. So written by Vicki Peterson, sung by Sue Hoffs. Did you notice, I saw on Wikipedia that Vicky actually originally sang the song, and then they ended up switching to Sue before actually releasing the album. I'd be curious to hear Vicky's version.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Okay.
So
I think Vicky's voice is different. It's a little deeper and has a bit more grit to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I'd love to know if those tracks are around somewhere. I'm sure somebody does. In this age of the interwebs and YouTubes.
Exactly.
I bet you somebody's got that track laying around.
And you would think, like, on some kind of reissue version that they would have that as, like, a bonus track.
If they haven't done it already, I'm sure it'll pop up eventually. It's worth it. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. And this song definitely has a rockin' vibe to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out rocking on the initial tracks from this album, like right from the get-go. Later in the album, there's some songs that have a quieter, more introspective feel to them. But the first batch come out rocking right from the get-go.
Well, I mean, let's think about... You know, because way back in the olden days, it was on vinyl. And that side A is what was going to get you listening to the rest, right? So usually it just came out like bam, bam, bam. And I think they really selected the tracks well for this album.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So, track four?
All About You, yeah.
All right. So, written by Vicki Peterson, lead vocals, Vicki Peterson. And this is another just cool song.
Yeah,
she What kills do you want to add, Jeff?
Just
by your own vocals.
I don't want to add my own vocals to it, but I like theirs. And again, with most Bengal songs, I just love the harmonies that they have.
Yes.
And this one's no exception.
It's a great song. And again, it just highlights Vicky's strengths, you know?
Yes.
It's a cool song.
Yeah. Her vocals, well, all of them sing like so well. But like you said, and I never thought of it that way, but she definitely has a grittier feel to her vocals.
It's like, you know, think about it. When you hear Susanna Hoffs sing, it's a very sweet voice. She's got that higher range. So, you know, it's a bit sweeter. And then Vicky is a little lower. She's got this grit to her voice. And it's not like, you know, it's not grating and raspy, but it's just, there's a little more heart, there's a little more grit.
Yep.
It's just, I don't know. That's the way I hear her voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, those of you listening may disagree with me, but this is how I hear her voice.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And it fits the words of the song, and the words of the song kind of coincide with Hero Takes a Fall. If you don't mind, I wanted to read the lyrics real quick.
Go for it.
Okay. And tell me if you don't think that this sounds like it's part B of Hero Takes a Fall. And her grittiness definitely goes along with these lyrics. So it's, you were so amused when I made myself available. You had to ask if it was all intentional. Well, something's going on and on. Something's going on and on. And I'm finding out all about you. The sun is hiding and the car is running badly. I know only one way a friend should kiss a friend goodbye. But something's going on and on, something's going on. I'm finding out all about you. I'm taking it all too hard. I have nothing left to fight you with. All your pretty things are merely to create a myth. That was the line that got me, that I was thinking, that kind of sounds like it could be a line from Hero Takes a Fall. That something's going on. Something's going on. I'm finding out all about you. Yeah, something's going on. Something's going on. I'm finding out all about you. Yeah, I'm finding out all about you. So it's almost like if somebody had an impression of somebody, but now the truth's coming out.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You almost want to go over to Vicky, hug her and go, who hurt you?
Yeah.
Who did this to you? You know? Mm-hmm. Who was such a jerk and who do I have to beat up? But yeah, you know, the lyrics are very, very grounded and very direct. And, you know, everything's exposed, you know. So, yeah, I kind of like that connection you've made, you know, between Hero Takes a Fall and All About You. You know, there's definitely a link there. But, mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's just you and I imagining it. But,
yeah.
You know,
what do we
topics
know?
Are similar.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So how about number five? Should we just listen to that and then talk about it after?
Yes, let's do that. So this is the final song on side one. This song. Oh, well, let's just play it. So this is Dover Beach.
We'd suspend all that is due to your
the reason why I picked Dover Beach is the guitar. I really like Vicky's guitar. On the first lead, there's a couple little lead sections, but she does these really cool bends in the guitar, in the notes, and I'm fond of that. So that's part of the reason why I picked it. But also, in comparison to some of the other lyrics that we've read, this one has a little bit of a positive bent to it. So Susanna Hoff sings, right? It's written by Vicky and Susanna. And Sue sings, "If I had the time, I would run away with you to a perfect world." So it's a little bit more optimistic or positive than some of the other songs. And I really like that. But there was a little section there, and I don't know what it means, but it always stands out in my mind when I hum the song or sing the song in my mind. It's this line: "If we could steal away like jugglers and thieves, but we could come and go and talk of Michelangelo." And I don't know what that means exactly, like jugglers and thieves. What connotation does that bring to you?
Well, when I think about it, it just seems like if we could be in a place where nothing is pressing, where we can just kind of shoot the breeze, and talk about things that are just pleasurable,
instead of getting tied up in the world and drama. You
know, in the mundane and the drama and the everyday, and, you know, where some days are just not as bright as others. You know, because think about that, you know, what is it? If we could repeat the first line, because there was something you said, and that's what it evoked.
So the very first line was, "If I had the time, I would run away with you to a perfect world."
Right.
"We'd suspend all that is duty or required."
No, with the, what is it?
Oh, "If we could steal away like jugglers and thieves."
If we could steal away like jugglers and thieves. So, like, if we could have no cares, if we could have no ties, if we could just be free, and then talk, and then the following line.
"But we could come and go and talk of Michelangelo."
See, and then we could do anything we want. We could talk about things that are really pleasurable instead of talking about, "Hey, do you do the laundry?"
Yeah.
That's just an interpretation. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you all have better insights, please share your thoughts and comments.
Yeah, and Sue sounds really good taking lead on this one. And it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about with Sue Hoffs. Her vocals are just very sweet, and they're, you know, they're sweet and reassuring, and there's something just very inviting about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she leads us on this journey, and we walk away, and, you know, it's hard not to smile with Dover Beach.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think maybe what we're learning, or I'm learning as we're going on, so it sounds like Vicky, with the more grit in her voice, she's taken on these songs that lyrically have a little bit more emotional aggression to them, and it fits her voice, whereas Sue's taking on some of the sweeter lyrics, and it fits her sweeter voice.
Hmm.
Do you think so? Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, now, like, I'm thinking back to that EP, and,
maybe,
because I think this is where we see this transition, right? So people who watched the Bangles at the beginning, they know they were like a garage band, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of edge to it. And then over time, and I think this is where, you know, the direction of the label, the production team, they start to kind of, and also, you know, a band's natural evolution is, you know, staying in one place is good, but then it becomes boring.
Yep.
So you have to constantly try exploring new avenues and new things. But if you think about that first EP, you know, songs were fun, but there was a real edge to it. And then over time, like, we start to see the softness kind of come in. And I don't know if that was part of the evolution, maybe influenced by what they were listening to. You know, we're still kind of figuring it out. We're feeling it out, you and I, just as fans. Possible. I don't know. I'd have to really go back and think about all the other albums to see, you know, is that really true or not? Because,
Well, let's see as we go along on this album, right?
Sounds good, yeah.
So let's flip the record and go to side two. So Tell Me is the lead off track on side two, and it's written by Sue and Vicky, and they both share a lead on this. This is another one I wanted to read you the lyrics to.
Go for it.
So to me, this would be, so in Hero Takes a Fall and All About You, she's finding about what this person is really about, and it's not the person that was courting her. So then, in my mind, I picture coming to Tell Me. And she says, threw away the things you loved, now you want me to forgive you. Surprise, surprise, I'm running on. Yeah, I'm moving on. What a shock it is to see, I can walk away so easily. Isn't it funny how hard it's turned out? This time, I'm moving on. Tell me, while I still have the time, are you going to find a love that's truer than mine? 1, 2, 3, abandon me, ain't no turning back again. Well, too bad, baby, this time you lose, because I'm moving on. Tell me, while I still have the time, are you going to find a love that's truer than mine? 1, 2, 3, abandon me, ain't no turning back again. Well, too bad, baby, this time you lose, because I'm moving on. I'm moving on. So, to me...
Two snaps and a twist.
Later.
Bye. Watch me walking.
Yeah.
I think there definitely is, you know, these kind of links between these songs that Vicky's writing. Yeah.
So,
but this is another really good, good melody, good harmony, but just like a strong song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these songs, a lot of these really feel heartfelt, like they're coming from a place of experience, not all positive, but real.
But real,
yeah. So that's a great lead off track for side two, in my opinion.
Yes, and then you come to the next one, and shall we just listen first and talk later?
Yes, this is your second pick.
This is my second pick in the Peterson Sisters duo. This is Restless.
Love another girl, I'll leave it up to you.
That, okay, so let me tell you why I picked that song.
Please.
First of all, because it's Vicky. Right? Okay? There you go. But two, the one thing I love is this constant dialogue. So, like, you get these really cool hard guitars, and then it segues into this very sweet, like, ooh, 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 you know, like, kind of like, yeah, come here and sit and talk to me. Because I'm going to read you the riot act. You know, it's like, come, sit. Sit next to mama. Whap. You know? It, but I love this kind of play of like hard and then soft and then hard and then soft. And then the lyrics are just, they're fantastic.
Yes.
And this is the line that gets me every single time. So it's just this very short bit near the end of the song. I remember when you and I were a nation, I could trust you in any dark situation.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
And then you know, the natural consequence is then the chorus. you want to love another girl? I'll leave it up to you. Basically, like, if you want to go, go. But don't test me. Don't test me in my last good nerve. Take it and go. Yes. I love this song. I love the dialogue of this song. I love the story she's telling in this song. But more than anything, I love these guitars in this song.
Yes, me too.
Oh, it's a good rocking song. And, you know, the story within it is just really cool. And that's why I love it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I need to mention, sung by Vicky, written by Susanna Hoffs and Vicky Peters.
Yes, yes. So lyrically, right off the bat, it says, I saw your head turn a little bit too far to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the eye go a little spark when she walked by. So
like, I already know that there's somebody else that got your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So just confess.
Yep.
You know, so every time I hear this song, immediately the internal dialogue in my head starts speaking in Spanish.
Oh.
And it's all like, all right, pendejo, what do you want? You know, literally, like, I get this attitude listening to it. It's pretty fun.
So is the Spanish part of you the more aggressive part of you, Soraya?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. If you hear me speaking in Spanish, going really, really fast, and like a little bit of a head cock, you know, something just went down because I'm just going, I'm reading through all my notes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my wife, Chris, I can kind of relate because sometimes she'll break into Spanish. And she'll also say that some things to her in Spanish sound either more aggressive or harsh when it's in Spanish or the opposite. If something's more, a more pleasant sound, she's like, in Spanish, it just sounds either, it sounds more emotional, more passionate either way on either side of the spectrum. So I
think for those of you who are listening, like if you're bilingual, I think that's just true. Like there's just some things that express how you feel better in another language. And you know, for me, that's it. You know, for example, if I'm going to curse and plot twist, I curse a lot. but if I'm going to curse, it's usually in Spanish because it's what evokes the most passion out of me. Like if somebody cuts me off on the road, my automatic go-to is Spanish and I go and I just rattle it off. But yeah, I think there's a lot of passion behind that. So this just kind of evokes it. And I like that line, like, so, you know, I won't be tested, cause you feel restless. It just reminds me of like, okay. You don't want to go, then go, don't go, you know, but if you want to go, go. And it reminds me of things like my mom used to tell us, okay, if you're going to have that faith, don't go. You know, go be bitter somewhere else. All right.
So that's
that language lesson. Let's move on to the next track.
Yes.
Okay. So Jeff, this is your next pick.
No. Actually, I ended up going with Silent Treatment, which comes up later.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
So this was...
We talked about this one, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so the next track after Restless, to me, is just the most curious song ever. But it's really a lovely song. And it's Going Down to Liverpool. Okay, so whose cover is this?
Katrina and the Waves.
Can you believe that? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Katrina and the Waves. You know, like, walking on sunshine. That Katrina and the Waves.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So you probably never heard their version of it, right?
I'll bet you $100,000 I haven't.
Yeah. So I hadn't heard that when this came out, but when the album came out in the originally, I went back and listened to theirs, and having had heard the Bengals version first, it's a good version, the original version, of course, it's the original, but I had already heard the Bengals, and that version was stuck in my mind, and, you know, it's the Bengals, so, and Debbie singing, so that was the one that was the version to me, is the Bengals version.
Yeah.
And this was... And this one was... another song that had a video on MTV.
Yes.
You remember seeing this one with them in the car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And who was the surprise guest that was on? Do you remember?
Wasn't it McCartney?
It was Leonard Nimoy, Spock, who plays Spock from Star Trek. Do you remember him?
It shows you how my memory is just...
Yeah, so they were riding around in a car, and he was... sitting in the car with them.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. So, second cover on the album, there's only two. Live from Merry-Go-Round and Going Down to Liverpool by Katrina and the Waves. And both of these songs, Debbie Peterson takes lead, and the only songs that she takes lead on.
Yes.
And it's kind of musically, it's different than the rest of the album. It's got a totally different feel to it, to me.
Much slower rhythm. Like, it really slows it down. But it's a fun song.
It is.
And I think Debbie does a great job with this song.
Yeah.
You know, and it just makes it very heartwarming, this song, you know, going down to Liverpool to do nothing.
Yeah.
It's just a cool song.
Yeah, and it's cool that Liverpool's in the lyrics with the tie to the Beatles, right?
Yes. I mean, what more can you say about that? I don't think you can.
Yeah. Okay, so that takes us to the next track, which is He's Got a Secret,
mm-hmm.
written by Vicki Peterson, sung by Sue Haas.
Yep.
And I wanted to read you the lyrics and get your interpretation of this.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, remember, this is written by Vicki, although it's sung by Sue, right? So, going back to my point earlier about the sweet songs for Sue and the harsher songs by Vicki, this might debunk my idea, even though it's written by Vicki. So, here we go. There he goes. Everybody's watching. Everybody knows something's going on. It certainly shows when he's got a secret for you. It's there when he walks. It's there when he smiles. He kisses your cheek and disappears for a while. Nothing in the world's going to cramp his style if only he could keep it from you. Oh, I don't believe that. You haven't seen by now. Don't look at me, because I'll never tell. Don't you ever wonder why the phone always rings? 7:31 every evening. Doesn't it upset you when you call his name and he doesn't pay attention to you? I don't believe that you haven't seen by now. Don't look at me, because I'll never tell. Don't know the places he goes. Don't know the people he knows. Don't you understand? It's out of your hands. Oh, I don't believe that you haven't seen by now. Don't look at me, because I'll never tell. What's the secret?
Dude, that he's out the door. He's stepping out, man.
Yep.
It's like, you know, this is the conversation that I can imagine. Two friends having it, and one friend saying, "Girl, I told you about him."
Mm.
Oh, you didn't want to pay attention. You were defending him. But you don't want to see the writing on the wall. You don't want to pay attention to the red flags. All right, that's cool. But, you know, I'm done. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anymore.
Yeah.
That's kind of the feeling I get.
Yep. And I'm thinking, you're probably going to figure this out, and you're going to be cursing in Spanish in about 10 minutes.
Then you can call me and Chris, you know. Right. And girl, we'll take you out and have a good time. Don't worry about it. Yeah. No, this song is definitely about kind of just unraveling the reality that's staring you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm watching all this happen, and it didn't need to be this way, but, you know, okay, he's got a secret, and I'm never going to tell, and I hope you figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now we get to your pick, and I totally apologize for messing it up. But let's take a listen to it. Want to intro it?
Yes. So this is the second to the last song, and this is Silent Treatment. So now we're getting the silent treatment.
with a punk edge.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. I like the beat and the guitar.
Oh my God.
So written and sung by Vicky, the line that I really like is where she says, "What goes through your head, better left unsaid." And it reminds me again of sometimes my wife will say, she'll say, "Let's talk later, because if I talk now about the things that I want to say, I'll regret it, and you'll regret it."
So. Straight up. Straight up.
And in those times, I say, okay, I appreciate that. Let's talk later, because I can only imagine.
I'll be in a completely different room, not breathing your air until we can talk like decent people. Yep.
Yes.
So. She said nothing, nothing. It's like you can picture her just screaming it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, but see, like, so we talked about this, you know, that side A has these really rocking songs, and then it, you know, it takes a little dip. Then we get into side B, and we've got these songs that are like, have a good rocking beat. Then we go going down to Liverpool, just sweet. And then we go back up again. And then we get silent treatment, like, pow!
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, this kind of natural rhythm to this album. And again, to stop or to have these last tracks be that kind of reminder of, here's the full range of what we can do. We can go slow, we can go hard, and we can go in between.
Yeah, so they definitely cover emotionally a lot of territory on this one album, right?
For sure, yeah.
All right, so this brings us to the very last track, and this is definitely a big change to the rest of the album. So
yeah,
there's, I don't think there's any guitar on it. It's just all vocals and strings.
Right.
And I did want to read the lyrics on this one again, too.
I want to see if you call out the lyrics that stand out to me.
Okay. All right. So the lyrics are, he's got a slow, slow ride, got a camera inside, he takes a picture, hangs it up to dry. And there's one girl named and another disclaimed. All the time you can't help feeling ashamed. Given new reasons to survive, he keeps a number of them alive. There's a warning in the sky, a stranger passing by, and there's more than meets the eye to the guy. When you're so secure, never feeling unsure, that's the time to check behind your door.
Dang! Those are the lyrics that, like, woo!
Yeah.
Oh, just when you're feeling like all's good, girl, you better start looking over your shoulder. Brutal.
Because there's one thing said when another is meant. He's around causing you till the end.
Confusing you
till the end, right? Thank you. Seeing how changeable you feel, don't think this happens. Happiness is real, and it's hard to justify the tangles you untie. There's more than meets the eye to this guy. So I think this should be the soundtrack to a Lifetime TV show. I call them the man hating network.
Hey, I'm on now.
Yeah. So yeah, that is a pretty brutal line. When you're so secure, never feeling unsure, that's the time to check behind the door. Like,
ooh, that is just brutal.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. But the way that the lyrics are presented, it sounds like pretty sweet with all the strings going on. It's a cautionary tale too, right?
Right.
And you can hear that, because one thing that I like about, especially like with cello, it's so emotional to me, like when you hear the strings and the bow, just and the percussiveness of that instrument, even though it's a string, you can like hear the bow running on the string. It's so emotional. So I think that increases the emotional impact of the song is by having those strings. And I'm curious, like, whose idea that was. Obviously, I have no idea. I'm sure you don't. But I wonder if that was the producer, David Kahn, who brought in that, or if that was something that the band thought of themselves. But it's an interesting way for the album to end on such an emotional feel to it.
Yeah. But, but if you think about it, you know, just kind of looking at all the tracks. So we start with Hero Takes a Fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, I'm not saying it's a cautionary tale, but it is this kind of like, I got your number.
Mm-hmm.
I know who you are. And then it ends with, hey, just a FYI. To me, it seems like they're the sandwich bits. They're the sandwich, the bread in the sandwich.
Hmm.
Like, one is like, I know who you are. And at the end, it's like, just a FYI for anybody else, more than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put it in this very emotional, unusual package, right?
Yeah.
More than meets the eye, how it's arranged and how it's actually performed. It's so interesting because we go through all these different styles. And, you know, you and I have talked about that first Bangles EP, you know, in passing a number of times. That sound is one way. And then we get to this, and there is so much exploration with styles here, with All Over the Place.
Yeah.
And then Different Light brings something else to the table. So, like, we're, you know, there is this evolution, auditory evolution that you and I are listening to. But yeah, it's a really interesting way to end it. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, so that's the second in our album series. It's definitely a good one, in my opinion.
It's fantastic.
It is.
And one of these days, as I look out the window and dream, one of these days we'll have a bangle on.
I hope so.
One of these days. We'll have a bangle on and talk about bangles things.
Let's hope so.
I got my fingers crossed.
Me too.
Yeah.
We'll try. We'll continue to try.
We're working on it.
We are. So, our next couple episodes, we will be discussing Rain Parade's Crashing Dream.
Yeah.
And Dream Syndicate's Medicine Show. And we're expecting to have a couple guests on those episodes.
Fantastic.
Yes. All right, so until then.
Gente, out we are.
Groove on, Paisley people.
Later.